Hello and welcome to our friends at Chatterbox. I'm Anna, one of the producers from Soundyard in Norwich, and we create a podcast with someone whose voice you'll certainly recognise. It's Norfolk's favourite farmer, Chris Skinner, and his Countryside podcast. Each week we release an episode about the goings-on at High Ash Farm, and we've been invited to create a special Chatterbox episode for you each month. For November, we'll take in the autumn colours, the crops, as well as taking a trip to the seaside. Chris is, of course, joined by his broadcasting companion, Matthew Gudgeon.
Good morning and welcome to High Ash Farm. It's Thursday, the 2nd of November, and we're about to have a storm go right over the top of us here. The low pressure is the centre will be around about Norwich area in about an hour's time. The winds haven't yet arrived, but we've had close to another inch of rain here at the farm overnight. And standing at the front of the garage in the middle of the farmyard, and the water is overflowing the gutters. And you can hear it splashing down. Now, when you have very low pressure, some interesting phenomena happen here at the farm, because all over the farmyard, to have water for the livestock and for drinking in the farmhouse, there were a number of very deep wells dug by hand. They were bricked down to about 20 feet, 25 feet, and after that, the wells were just not lined at all. They were dug through heavy chalk, which is quite stable. And then the wells go down to the bottom, well over 100 feet deep. That's well over 30 metres. And then each side at the bottom were little channels dug, again, just about tall enough for a man to stand in. And at this time, when you have these very low pressures, the air trapped in those wells, which have all been sealed over, they've all got ventilation pipes on the top of. My terrible rat has gone into the log pile behind me, and he thinks he can smell something in the back, because in weather like this, the other thing that happens is lots of rats and mice leave their field where they've been living all over the summer months, and they desert the fields. They seem to know when bad weather's coming, and they migrate to the nearest shelter, which in this case is the buildings here at High Ash Farm. So Rat thinks he smelt a rat, if you can follow that. But I'm going to get back to this particular well. Is 36 metres deep, so way over 100 feet down. It's 5 feet in diameter, and it was the major well. The water was pumped out of it originally by a windmill, which blew down in 1953, and then electric pumps, and then subsequently the farm went on to mains water. But the air, which was much higher pressure over recent days before this low pressure arrived, went into the well, and as the pressure is dropping so rapidly now, this is rather like a huge barometer that you might have in your house. Now, the air's rushing out, so I'm just going to walk up to the vent, because there's an extraordinary sound. If I had a whistle on the top of the well, we'd be hearing it all over the farm as a kind of warning that the pressure's dropped rapidly. That means we're going to have some quite severe winds quite shortly, although it's uncannily still at the moment. It's like being in the centre of an imaginary hurricane. Just have a listen to this. Back to work.